Wakey, wakey, good morning. 5 minutes past six for your Monday, and the boys are back with a vengeance right here on Snow FM Breakfast.
Yes, we are, Simo. Good morning. And every single Monday morning, first thing, one of us takes it in turn in doing a shot.
Yes.
Of a slightly disgusting health drink.
Yeah, well, you know.
Simo, this morning it's you in the hot seat, and I've got something brilliant up my sleeve.
Yeah, how, are you playing nice this morning? Is that what you're doing?
Well, I don't know. It could go either way, depending. Okay. This is something that a lot of people like.
Okay. Oh, that's...
It's also something that some people don't necessarily like.
Okay, at least that's ballpark for doable then.
Yeah.
Shots to start
I guarantee
off.
You would have had this at some point in your life.
Okay.
Well, in fact, I guarantee you would have had this at some point during the last week.
That's interesting. Pink's Walk Me Home on 97.7 Snow FM, and Snow FM is now available on DAB Digital Radio in Canberra, so you can catch us in the capital at Simo and Jordan this morning.
Hey now, Simo, this and every single Monday, one of us does a shot of a health drink.
Yeah, well, it's just a good way to start off your week, right?
Exactly. This week, it's you in the hot seat. I have provided the substance that you'll be shotting this morning.
The substance? Is it drinkable? Is it usually drunk?
Yeah.
Okay, well, right. It's not inhaled or something?
It's not usually drunk, but, I mean, I can.
What does that mean?
Should I reveal to you?
Yeah. Come on. Stop being such a tease.
I've got it in this plastic bag.
What have you got?
Here. We just reach in and grab it. Simo, this morning, you'll be shotting.
Oh, man. Why, Jordan, do you do this? Why? I ask you. Why do you do this? Why?
Do you want to say what it is or shall I?
It's tomato sauce, you idiot.
No, I've got a choice for you, Simo.
Yeah.
I know that this is quite strong, so I'm willing to dilute it with water.
Right. You know I've been sick for like the last week.
Well, this will make you better. Tomatoes are good for you.
You're so full of it.
Look, this is it's a source of vegetables.
I hope someone calls up and plays the reversal just to spite you, because that is super mean.
All right, hang on. So do you want... I'm willing to put this and dilute it with water.
Yeah. Well done. That's very nice of you.
Or you can just take a squirt and stick it on
your
tongue.
No, we're diluting that for sure.
All right, we'll dilute it with water. Do you want to explain the reversal?
Yes, so the reversal can be played in the next 10 to 15 minutes. Make sure you're listening out for the shot that's happening, because that is your opportunity to call 64572977 and you get to choose who has to take the shot, right?
Look, if no one calls Simo, you're taking the shot. I've never wanted people to not to call more in my life. I was walking through the aisles of the supermarket the other day and I saw that and my eyes lit up.
Yeah, I'm not super happy about this, because mine have been pretty, I feel like mine have been quite nice.
What did you do? You did a couple of weeks ago, just like a tea that you put in the fridge.
Yeah, I've done like a mint tea. I've done like a salt tablet. Meanwhile, this is the second time you've done a sauce. That's all I'm saying.
Yeah.
So you've done soy sauce.
But you love tomato sauce. Every time we go and get a burger, you put mountains of the stuff on.
Guy Sebastian, and that was Choir on 97.7 Snow FM, and Snow FM at breakfast right now, Simo and Jordan.
And we are in the middle of shots. Every single Monday morning we take it in turns to do a health drink.
I like to treat it like the Cuban Missile Crisis.
I like to treat it like forcing Simo to drink something disgusting.
Yeah. So my point in that is you don't get like the whole stick and like modern warfare thing, because as soon as you up the stakes, that's always the danger of things getting out of hand.
That is what I'm worried about.
Yeah, why did you do this?
That's what I'm very worried about. But
right, we have to make this happen.
That's next week's problem.
So you've poured it?
Yes, I have. I've diluted it. I've gone too heavy on the water. You'll be glad to know. I would say about a 30-70 ratio.
Righto. Okay, so let's have a look here at the consistency. Oh,
you happy?
Jordan, I had such high hopes for you, but you let me down so often.
Simo is so upset about this. I can't begin to explain. Normally we have a chat in the songs. That whole song, that Guy Sebastian song, you kept your headphones on the entire time.
Yeah, well.
And refused to look at me.
You deserve the cold shoulder this morning.
I mean, it was nice to get some peace and quiet, not going to lie.
Alrighty.
But I was able to have a little nap.
Call 64572977 to play the reversal for this shot this morning.
Or don't call.
Because if you call now, then Jordan has to make his own... Well, you have to drink your own monstrosity.
No, look, no one's calling. No, oh, what a shame. I can't explain the tension in the studio when you play that and both of us glance over at the phone.
Alrighty.
And just hope and pray... For my sake, that no one's called, and indeed no one has called, That is too late. They're too late. They are too late. We've already got the thing.
Dear Nut, you've got to reward the call, Jordan. You've always got to reward the call.
You're literally, you've moved your chair back and you're so about good. To you're I about was. To shot it just in case you spat everywhere over all the tail stuff.
I was about to ask you for the countdown. Good morning.
Good morning.
Oh, yes. Yes.
I'm afraid you're too late, Simo. No, I'm not taking it. You're trying to hand me the shot back. I'm not taking it.
No.
My hands are behind my back. I'm not doing it. It was too late.
Have you had a few shots over the weekend? Is it William, is it, that we got this morning?
Oh, how it's again.
Oh, good man, good man. How is Canberra this morning? A bit chilly?
Not bad.
It's about as chilly as the crisis in this room right now.
I'm not happy.
Oh, so, no. William, are you 100% banking? Who are you? I mean, you can still choose. I can still have to do it. Who do you think should have to take care of
it? I reckon Jordan should have done it.
Yes. You've got to reward the listeners, Jordan. They are king.
Get stuffed, William.
dear, so good. All righty. William, you ready to give him his countdown?
Why did I choose tomato sauce?
So good.
I was actually looking. Because the original idea was to get tomato juice.
Yeah.
And then I kind of got that, and then I thought, I know, I can up the stakes a bit.
Yeah, you...
And get tomato sauce. Oh, it stinks.
I know, man.
Why did I do this?
I gave William so much time.
I know, you were milking it. You were really trying to draw this out as long as you can.
Dear, so
similar
good.
To what I'm doing now, to hope that we run out of time so I don't have to... Oh, no, that's the end of the show. Yeah. Simo and Jordan, 6 in the morning until 6:23. That's us done.
Here, I'll ramp it up for you, Jordan. Get you in the mood.
All right,
William, give him his countdown.
All right, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Can you give me a countdown from 10?
No.
Go for it. Get it done.
Countdown from 1,000, I think, would be nice. All right, here we go. Oh, it stinks.
That is horrible.
Jesus.
Oh, man.
That's nice on burgers. It's terrible.
Water down, William. Oh, thank you very much for the call this morning.
No problem.
Have a cracking day.
See ya.
How you feeling, Jordan? You good?
I'm just going to need to lie down.
Mm-mm-mm. Simo and Jordan.
Hey now, Simo, one of the biggest TV shows in the world, certainly one of my favourites, has announced that it's going to have a movie. Its second movie is going to be made about it.
What was the first?
Well, the first was the first movie made about it.
Yeah.
And now there's going to be another.
But made about what? Did I miss something here?
Yeah, made about the TV show.
Ah,
pay
yes.
attention.
I'm with you. Because there's been one made. I'm a massive fan of the first film.
Mm-hmm.
We are, of course, talking about... Well, one of the biggest cartoons ever, right? Effectively?
Yeah, I'd
would
say...
Would you say the biggest?
I would say the biggest. It is, of course, this one. Creator Matt Groening has announced overnight that The Simpsons Movie 2 is to be announced. He hasn't given any dates or anything like that, but says that now that Disney own the rights to The Simpsons, which is a shock in itself, they're going to want to make a new movie. Since when did Disney get the rights to The Simpsons?
Disney have rights to everything, I think.
They probably own everything. What Simpsons character do you reckon you would be, Simo?
Ooh, that's a good question. That's a very good... Probably Maggie.
Why, the one that doesn't talk?
Yeah, and then just, like, is pretty handy with a gun.
I'm worried.
Yeah, because isn't she handy with a gun? I feel like she is.
Yeah, but I'm worried about why you think you're handy with a gun, and considering I sit in a studio with you for 3 hours every day...
Mm.
I'm worried. Don't read anything into tomorrow if I come in like a bulletproof vest.
Simo and Jordan hanging out on the way to your 8 o'clock.
Hey now, Simo, before we get into Oma Idol.
Yes.
Just got a little apology I have to make to the great woman herself.
Okay.
She's on the line, so she's just waiting. We had arranged for me to go pick her up from the airport. Of course, she came back from Scotland yesterday.
Hmm.
Her flight landed at 3 o'clock. Somehow we got our wires crossed, and I thought that it was 4 o'clock. So, unfortunately, I was an hour late.
An hour?
Yeah, to pick up Oma. So, Oma, I can only apologise.
Oma, do you have anything to say to that?
Well, if anything is worth getting, it's worth waiting, Jordan. Don't worry, my love.
Thank you, Oma. I was worried you'd be angry with me and I'd become an outcast like Simo, but thankfully I'm not.
Oh, no. You'd have to have years of neglect for that.
How was Scotland, Oma? Are you happy to be back?
Oh, it was so nice. I'm happy to be back to see my beautiful opera and to be on the phone with you and to eat all the beautiful things I'm ready to cook. But hey, I did have a very good time, Simon, yes.
Hey, Omar, did you try haggis while you were over in Scotland?
Oh, yes. All the good bits of the animal rolled in together and boiled is perfect. Have you had it?
I have had it. I personally think it's absolutely disgusting, but glad that you enjoyed it.
Oh, yes. I had extra servings everywhere I went.
And we have, well, we got a serving of Mountain Munchies for you to win. If you can guess the lyrics that Omar will be singing this morning, it is Omar Idol, thanks to Mountain Munchies. Have you been practicing with a little bit of time off, Omar?
Oh, yes. And I pick a song that I think people will know, but I change the lyrics a little bit to what Omar thinks they should have been.
Okay.
Interesting. I'm intrigued.
All right, Omar, take it away. If you know what these lyrics are, call 64-572-977.
Hakuna Matata, his best friend is a warthog. Hakuna Matata, they eat grubs that are slimy like frogs. And there's a meerkat who has a silly voice. I like lions, they're nice. Hakuna Ma'oma.
Oma, that was awesome. Well
fantastic,
done.
Oh,
thank
fantastic.
You, boys. I spent many hours writing on the plane.
Exactly. I was going to say you had a long trip. Were you singing on the plane? How did your other fellow passengers feel about that?
Oh, no. You must be respectful of the passengers. No singing. Just many, many questions about their life.
Well, Omar, take us out one more time with your lovely singing voice. You can call 64-572-977 to have a guess this morning. Go for it, Omar.
Hakuna Matata, his best friend is a warthog. Hakuna Matata, they eat grubs that are slimy like frogs. And there's a meerkat who has a silly voice. I like lions, they're nice. Hakuna Ma'oma.
Bad guy this morning, Justin Bieber, spinning it around and making it a bit different. Billie Eilish, of course, the original. It is Snow FM at breakfast. Simo and Jordan hanging out.
Being remixed by Bieber. I can't wait for it to be remixed by Omar.
Yeah.
That'd be one hell of a song.
We have our first caller through. Good morning to Sally. How are you, Sally?
Good, thank you.
Now, you have a bit of a guess. It is Omar Idol. It is all thanks to Mountain Munchies. You'll be able to score yourself, well, a bit of a feat, a voucher for that one. Do you know what Omar was singing this morning, per chance?
Hakuna Matata from The Lion King.
Wonderful phrase. Hakuna Matata ain't no peasant craze. It means no worries.
Have you seen the new film, Sally?
No.
You haven't seen it yet?
You have to go check it out.
Yeah.
You've scored yourself that Mountain Munchies voucher and, well, you'll be able to grab yourself a feed, but you're on the way to Sydney.
Yes.
All right, well, safe travels. Thank you very much for the call this morning. Latest from Jessica Malboy, blessing this morning on Snow FM Breakfast, Simo and Jordan.
I love it when we play this game, Simo.
It is. Slow news day or not, you decide.
All right, Simo, I'm going to read you the headline article. See if you think it's a slow news day or not.
All righty.
Police release footage of dinosaur running down the streets of Plymouth.
All righty, I'm going to go with not a slow news day because I imagine that dinosaurs could actually run quite fast.
I mean, look, if it was a real dinosaur, I will grant you, not a slow news day.
Mm.
But it's just a drunk guy in a dinosaur costume. So I'm going to say slow news day.
Okay, so did he get? Was he trying to escape police?
Nope.
Oh, okay.
Nope, police were just cruising around on their night shift.
Typical.
They've all got dash cams out the front of their police cars.
And donuts on the dash.
And just happened to capture footage of a man, drunk man, dressed in a dinosaur suit, running down the street, and called it very funnily the Do You Think He Saw Us?
Classic. But so do you, at what point, is there like laws about when you get too drunk to operate a like dinosaur onesie? Is that a thing?
Oh, look, I mean, I'd be surprised. I mean, I'm
too drunk to drive a dinosaur T-Rex onesie.
Well, does it depend what dinosaur it is? Because this was obviously a T-Rex one.
Yeah.
If it's one of those bigger ones that needs like three or four people to be in the suit.
Yeah.
Like, you know, have you seen like Walking with Dinosaurs? They do a big stage show.
Well, then it's heavy machinery,
isn't it? Three or four puppeteers in the costume to do it. Yeah, it wasn't that. It looked like a cheap dinosaur costume that he got online from China.
Interesting.
Which actually also, I have a habit of purchasing things online, Simo, where... Fancy a beer tonight? I could make a few investments.
Why?
We could release a new video. Police release footage of drunk radio host running down street in dinosaur costume in Jindabyne.
You don't need any encouragement from me.
Where's my phone?